Ann Ford, thank you so much for joining me today. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me, Karen.
So I am so excited that I'm going to be honored with a dinner thrown by this firm, Malecki, Brooks, and Ford. And the event is called She Did What? And I am just very curious, how did you come up with this idea? And what kinds of women have been honored with this?
Well, first of all, we're a women-owned firm. And we are a certified women's business enterprise, indeed. And as such, we wanted to recognize women who inspire other women. So this is really a celebration of women forged remarkable paths, both in their professions, but also outside of their professions. So to honor them, we've created a series of profiles that we've shared in our firm's newsletter and also appear on our website in the articles under She Did What. So all of these you could read. Anyone who wanted to go to our website could read them. Although March is winding down, it is Women's History Month, and it's been an excellent reason to spotlight women whose achievements inspire and surprise and remind us that passion and purpose often take extraordinary forms, including you, Karen.
Well, thank you. And it's just so neat. And just can you tell, just maybe give me a couple examples of other women who you've honored for doing things that are passionate and wonderful?
Yes. We have done one on a woman who, with another woman, started an organization called Recess that helps families navigate childcare. We have honored done a profile on a woman who has really been highlighted for compelling legal writing, another woman who has completed 61 marathons.
Oh my gosh.
And has used those lessons from, I can't even imagine, but she's used those lessons from races to framework and kind of inform her professional life. And then one of my favorites, too, other than you, Karen, is a woman who started... She's a nurse who started a venture capital fund to fund nurse entrepreneurs. So lots of really interesting women.
You know, it is interesting to read bios of people, and maybe it's because I'm of a certain age, Anne, but I have started to read the obituaries, and there are so many people with so many interesting stories, people who may probably never even heard of during their lifetime, but who have fascinating stories of coming to this country or traveling or doing something or starting something or having, you know, and it's just so nice to read those things and to think about your own history and what is the legacy you are going to leave behind. And it kind of motivates you to get off your butt and start doing some exciting things, right?
Exactly. I'm glad I'm not the only one who finds reading obituaries interesting.
Well, we call that the Irish sports page, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're a fascinating person in and of yourself. So you started out as a nurse and then you became a lawyer. How did you transition? Why did you transition? And are there any crossover skills between being a nurse and being a lawyer?
Well, I love this question, and I've answered it a few times in my past. The first time that I really thought about becoming a lawyer was actually when I was still an undergraduate in a Bachelor of Science in Nursing program. One of my instructors was going to law school, and it really just planted that seed in my brain that, wait a second, nurses can do that as well. And actually, that woman ended up becoming a judge in Milwaukee. So that was kind of the first seed. And then over the next 6 years, when I was working full-time as a nurse, I honed in on going to law school. I knew I wanted to continue in healthcare, but that's what I've been able to do with getting a law degree, is just in a new capacity continue with my passion for healthcare. Indeed, the first role that I had was in litigation representing hospitals and physicians and nurses in medical cases. So it was one crossover skill. I was able to read and understand medical records. But there have been a number of other skills. Going from the intensive care nursing that I have, I really did for most of the 9 years that I was a nurse, learned to really think on your feet and improvise in the moment. Those were skills that came in handy when I was a trial attorney. Other skills, you know, I think having compassion and using that in your connection to clients, kind of taking on that counselor mantle. The use of logic, you know, it's, yes, nursing is a little more closely related to science, but they both law and medicine require, and nursing require the use of logic.
And, so, and you sort of said it, but
those are a lot.
You know, I would imagine being cool in a very stressful situation would come in handy in an intensive care and nursing situation and in litigation, because it is a very
absolutely
stressful process with a lot of unknowns that pop up at you. You know, when you were a nurse, and, you know, I would imagine your profession was dominated by females. I don't think I need to look that up to know that. But what's interesting about the practice of law, as I've followed it, is that we have 50-50 in law schools. Maybe even some law schools have more females going to law school.
Yeah.
But fewer still are rising to the top. When you look at the top of the law firms and the corporate attorneys, you just don't see as many women rising to that level. You know, I mean, you've been there, you've been around the block, you've been in hospital administration. What do you attribute that to?
So I would say, just to kind of address the why is there a disproportionate number of women in leadership compared to the number of women that are going into law? I think some of those old barriers and the glass ceiling still remain. Last year I was invited to speak to a group of women law students at Loyola about this topic. And it was very interesting to hear from them as well. But again, you and I started practicing law some years ago, and I will say it's certainly better than it was when we started.
Agreed.
But there are still, I think it's both an unconscious bias that, you know, well, it's a woman and maybe that woman will have children and she won't be available. I indeed have a memory of being involved in a meeting where a woman was considered to be promoted, but they said, well, I think she wants to take care of her family. And I immediately spoke up and said, she has to make that decision. You can't make that decision for her.
So absolutely.
I think those things, it might even be well-meaning, but, you know, but I think that's part of it. And unfortunately, I think there's a pivot away from DEI now, which it remains to be seen how that's going to impact women in leadership in big law firms.
And thank you so much for joining us. You have to come back and talk a little bit about your career. And also, I want to talk about healthcare and the law, which is a great crossover. But we are going to have to take a break now. And I want to thank you for this award I'm going to get. And I'm really excited to have an award called She Did What? I love it. And thank you
so much. We're thrilled to have you, Karen.
All right. Well, you take care of yourself.